thank you everybody, and welcome to Health Tips. Real people who look good and feel great. How do they manage it in their busy schedule? Hear these folks and find out. Your excuses of time, place, and others just get blasted. Today, it's Natasha Suri, Miss India 2006. Envious of her fitness? Here's what she really does.
I would like to confess something. Genetically, I think I'm blessed because I put on weight easily. My metabolism is very quick. And having said that, it is of late because I reached my mid-20s. I realized that as your metabolism is slowing down is when your body requires you to take care of it the most. So all these years, the last 10 years, I was never putting on weight. I was always weighing between 50 to 52 kilos in spite of whatever I ate. Or I never really took care of myself. Yes, I would do light exercises like, you know, aerobics here and there, take long walks. But never really into coming down and thinking that, look, you know, my body now needs to really get more flexible and I need to feel more invigorated. So now the time has come where I feel that my body wants it and I'm looking to do yoga and I'm looking to, you know, hit the gym. All these years of my life, believe you me, I never hit the gym except for 3 months of my life when I was down with India. That's it. Beyond that, I never went to the gym. When you ask me how much of a fitness freak I am, I think I am more aware of fitness now. The importance of fitness is striking me now than all these years. I plan to do a lot of yoga. I plan to even join a gym. I want to start eating very healthy. And all these years, I've been eating so much junk and thinking, oh, my body's, you know, taking care of it and it's doing great. But I feel as people start in the 10 more years down the line, I have relatives who have become diabetic and in their mid-30s. And that has basically given me the fear and made me aware that, you know, we need to take care of our bodies. And it is only now that start we have a, you know, very healthy life post this. So I tend to want to start doing yoga. I want to start gym. I want to walk every day. You know, now what I do is I walk like once a week. I want to start walking every day. I want to start eating right. I don't eat a lot of things because they don't taste good. Like, I don't like spinach that much. And I want to have all these things now. I want to have dry fruits every day. And I completely changed my lifestyle upside down. Not that it's bad now. I need to start taking care of myself. Like, from now, just like right walk. I don't smoke. I don't drink. So automatically, I don't do anything that's unhealthy. But also, like I said, I'm not a hardcore fitness freak where I get up in the morning and I start working out and I start hitting a gym and I pick up weights and I go run for kilometers. That's not what I'm doing. But that's not an ideal way to live either. The reason I'm saying I'm not a fitness freak is that I should become one if I want to live a healthier life. So not that I'm living a non-healthy life or not that I'm living a healthy life. But I want to start focusing on living it. I was the second for the most beautiful body at the Miss World. Before that, when I came back, everybody said, oh, do you work out? Honestly, I think I'm blessed, but also I, you know, like I said, I don't really indulge in any bad habits, like no smoking, no drinking, I don't drink fizzy drinks, no aerated drinks for me. I don't like sugar that much, so I automatically don't eat that much sugar. I am not a big rice eater, you see? So all these things are naturally, you know, I'm just ingrained. So these are the reasons that my metabolism is taking care of my body perfectly. But like I said, now I just want to go that extra step. I would say, firstly, please understand your body structure. If you're somebody who's bone, you know, if you're a big bone person, then please understand that your body is going to look a particular way once you get onto the fitness track. So to accept that this is the way you're going to be, this is the way your body will permit you to be, mostly, is the first step to getting onto it. So when people try to lose 100 kilos in the first 6 months, I think it's ridiculous. So please understand where your body belongs and what is going to make you look the healthiest, what body frame is, you know, suits you best. So identify that. Secondly, I can give up on a lot of bad habits, like area to think first and foremost, I feel, you know, one should resist, because in the long run, it's going to harm your teeth. It is literally in taking carbs. You know, you save yourself from a lot of ailments henceforth. Try and avoid a lot of, you know, intake of sugar in terms of rice or, you know, a lot of carbs. So for me, luckily, I don't have a bench like that where I, you know, particularly rice or sugar rice. Drink in moderation. Smoking is tar and nicotine in your body. So I think once you start avoiding all these things, you start detoxing your body. And the next level from that is whatever you want. If you want to lose further weight, or if you want to maintain a balanced diet all your life, or you want to, you know, have more stamina or whatever. So you got to then undertake a more healthier life in terms of yoga and dancing or something that keeps you active. I must tell you an incident, you know, very recently, you know, I was not able to donate blood for a reason because my hemoglobin dropped down. And it made me realize that I was having a number of problems because of low hemoglobin, like no energy level. You know, I was getting tired very easily, exhausted very easily. I was becoming very, very irritable, you know, I was getting irritated very soon. So this is all connected to your body fitness, and I think it's very important to take care of your body. Otherwise, you're not a happy person, then you become this very this person that you don't want to be. So they both are interrelated. You see yourself happy and you want to thank God for keeping you fit and giving you the reason for being happy. You make me very happy. Secondly, a lot of love in my life through a lot of people. Third would be good quality of work. Listen, but health, I cannot place health anywhere, because I would not be able to enjoy all of this if I were not healthy. Health has to go. I feel, you know, I don't want to have a balance of all these things in life. All these things are so important, and you know, 1, 2, 3, giving them spots is just one thing, but I feel all of these make it a beautiful and balanced life.
Thanks, Natasha. And keep listening to Health Tips. Get inspired. Stay fit. Health Tips is brought to you by Atharva Life Sciences Consulting, India's leading life sciences consulting firm. Atharva Life Sciences Consulting delivers reports on pharma, biotech, agribusiness, and fisheries. To know more, go to www.atharvalife.com. That's atharvalife.com, or call 080-2353-0016, or write to info@atharvalife.com. See you next time. Bye.